ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक्प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक्प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदम् सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदम् माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणं मे अस्तु अनिराकरणम् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणं मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक्प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक्प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक्प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदम् सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदम् माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणं मे अस्तु अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणं मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु तदात् तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक्प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदम् सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदम् माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् மாமா பிரம்ம நிராகரோத் அநிராகரணமஸ்து நிராகரணம் மே அஸ்து ததாத்மனி நிரதேய உபனிஷத்சு தர்மாஸ்தே மயி சந்து தே மயி சந்து. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஓகே, we'll briefly see the meanings today of the Shanti Pathaha. And tomorrow, as we promised, as usual, we will do these classes for, 1 hour, 10 minutes, definitely for 1 hour. Depending upon the time, sometimes we may take extra 5, 10 minutes, but mostly 1 hour class it will be. And see that this Shanti Mantra is memorized. So tomorrow onwards, whatever we do will be in such a way that we'll be able to memorize the mantras and see, know the meanings also. As we all know, just to today's class, Trivara Shanti, Kimartam Trivaram Shanti Ruchyate. So as the peace invocation, a Shanti Pataha, Shanti Mantra, because we all know now, have been studying for so many years, and Shanti Pataha, Shanti Mantra is always done at the very beginning of the class, because no teaching is done without invoking Bhagavan's grace and without invoking that praying for the peace, without doing the peace invocation. Because the peace here is being free from threefold, being free from affliction, being free from disturbance, being free from pain. Because disturbance is pain, obstacle is pain, impediment is pain, hurdle is pain. So pain here is caused by the impediments, by the obstacles, by the afflictions, by the disturbance, disruptions, they cause pain. So the pain is likened to a tapaha. A tapaha means heat. Just as heat is capable of scorching everything, making dry things, the same way, the pain also can scorch the mind. A scorcher of the mind, the heat that scorches the minds is pain. Agony. Therefore, the tapaha is caused by the obstacles. What is this? Pain is one thing. Suffering, affliction is only one thing, which is there in all the minds and which scorches the mind. Therefore, pain is likened to a tapa. So the heat of affliction, pain, which scorches all the minds, is caused by the obstacles, disturbances in what we want to accomplish, especially in accomplishing jnanam, in accomplishing moksha. And those disturbances, those obstacles, impediments do not come from anywhere, and they all from only three different sources. Everything that is here is reduced to three different things: one's own self, one's own body, mind, sense complex can become a source of obstacle, or anything, anyone associated with this one's body, mind, sense complex can become the source of obstacle. Or natural crisis, natural calamities, anger of nature can result in the obstacles. Therefore, these three three sources of obstacles are one's own body, mind, sense complex, or anything or anyone associated with one's body, mind, sense complex, and the natural crises, calamities. Therefore, the pain caused by obstacles arising from three different sources is given three different names as Adhyatmika Tapaha, Adi Bhautika Tapaha, and Adi Daivikaha Tapaha. Adhyatmikaha Tapaha, pain pertaining to one's own self. Adhyatmika. Pain pertaining to one's own self means pain is caused by obstacles for which one's own body, mind and complex becomes the source. The pain is caused by anyone, anything associated with one's body, mind and complex. But now, Adi Bhautika Tapaha. Because anything associated with the body is what? Panchabhuta, so Adi Bhautika Tapaha. Can be one's relative, one's friend, or one's possession. Adi Bhautika Tapa. The pain caused by obstacles, disturbances, impediments, for which the source is uncontrollable, unpredictable, natural crisis, natural calamities, the anger of nature, such as tempest or floods or, you know, the fire, etc. Then the pain is called the Adi Daivika Tapaha, Adi Adhyatmikaha Tapaha, Adi Bhautikaha Tapaha, Adi Daivikaha Tapaha. For Tapatrayam, a set of pain caused by disturbances arising from a set of three sources is said to be Tapatrayam. And Tapatraya Shantihi means resolution of pain. Tapatraya Shantihi means Tapatrayasya Shantihi, Tapatraya Shantihi, resolution of pain caused by obstacles arising from three different sources is Tapatraya Shantihi. Therefore, Trivaram Shanti Ruchyate. And in this peace invocation, that's why we pray for one's own physical, emotional well-being, without which study will not be possible, understanding will be impossible. And where is the question of ascertaining and retaining? Understanding, retaining, assimilating, everything is possible. We're able to focus on the teaching. And being able to focus on the teaching is dependent on one's physical, emotional well-being. Emotional well-being means mental purity, mental steadiness, viveka, vairagyam, everything we need, without which we'll be so disturbed and distracted, means nothing can enter into the mind. Therefore, we first pray for our own physical, emotional well-being. We pray for the well-being, welfare of the things and situations around us. We want everything around us to be also in peace, so that we will not be disturbed by the other's disturbances. This is how the prayer, Shanti Mantra begins. Om Apyayantu Mamangani Vak Pranas Chakshushrotramatho Balamindriyani Chasarvani Sarvam Brahma Upanishadam. The first prayer is called Apyayantu. Apyayantu means grow, may grow strong, may grow vigorous, may grow steady, may remain firm, healthy, strong and steady. This is the meaning Apyayantu. What should grow like that? Mama Angani, all my limbs. May all my limbs grow or remain firm, steady, healthy, vigorous. Walk, organ of speech. Pranaha, of course, all physiological functions. Vak pran, chakshu, the seeing power. Chakshu shrotram, hearing power. Atha, balam, but the strength of all my senses. Balam indriyam cha, the strength of all my senses. So sarvani balam indriyani cha sarvani aapyayantu mamangani vak pranaschakshu shrotramatho balam indriyani cha sarvani. Sarvani indriyani, may all my senses be strong, have the strength. May the strength of all my senses be steady and vigorous. This is the literal meaning of the first sentence. Sarvam Brahma Upanishadam. Sarvam Brahma. Sarvam Brahma Upanishadam. Sarvam Brahma Upanishadam. Brahman revealed by the Upanishads. Sarvam Brahma Sarvam Brahma Upanishadam. Upanishadam. So it is the Brahman, the absolute reality Brahman. The subject matter of the Upanishads is everything. Sarvam Brahma Upanishadam means the Brahman, the subject matter of the Upanishads is everything. Sarvam Brahma Upanishadam. Ma Aham Brahma Nirakuryam. We will see this again elaborately tomorrow. Ma Aham Brahma Nirakuryam. Nirakaroti. Nir A, two prefixes. Karoti, Akaroti, Nirakaroti. Nirakaroti rejects. Karoti does, makes, performs. Akaroti makes up, forms. But Nirakaroti rejects. So Nirakuryam means that link verb. So may I not reject Brahman. Means what? May not reject Brahman means may not remain without making efforts to discover Brahman. So may I not remain without making appropriate, adequate efforts to discover Brahman. If a person remains without making efforts for discovering Brahman, he is rejecting Brahman. So may I not reject Brahman means ma aham brahma ma nirakuriya. Ma is a negative particle with the ling and the lot. Ma aham brahma nirakuriyam. May I not reject Brahman means may I not remain without making appropriate, adequate efforts to discover the truth Brahman. Ma brahma ma nirakarot. Ma, one ma is mam. Ma nirakarot. Brahma mam ma nirakarot. May Brahman, the absolute reality, having the status of Ishvara, not reject me. So when Brahman may Brahman not reject me means what? May I not lose the grace of being able to discover Brahman. May I not lose the grace of being able to discover the truth. If I do not have the grace of being able to discover the truth, then it's as though I am rejected by Brahman. So ma aham, ma brahma, ma nirakuryat, nirakarot. Ma brahma, ma nirakarot. Brahma, Ma, Ma Nirakarot. Ma means one, Ma is mom. The second case, objective case, second case, singular is what? Mom, Ma, both mean me. May Brahman not reject me. May I not be deprived of having the vision of the truth. May not lose the grace of not being able to. And the vision of Brahman. Ma ma Brahma nirakarot. Anirakaranam astu anirakaranam me astu. Let there not be rejection on the part of Brahman. Let there not be rejection on my part. Anirakaranam astu. Let there not be rejection. What does it mean? Let there be non-rejection. Nirakaranam, rejection. Anirakaranam, non-rejection. Anirakaranam astu. Let there be non-rejection on the part of Brahman. Anirakaranam me astu. Let there be non-rejection. Let there be non-rejection for me. Means, let there not be rejection on my part. Let there not be rejection on Bhagavan's part, Brahman's part. That may I be blessed with the vision of Brahman. Tad atmani nirateya upanishatsu dharmaste mayi santum. Ye dharmaha upanishatsu. Ye dharmaha. Atmani nirateya upanishatsu dharmaste mayi santum. Ye dharmaha upanishatsu nirataha. Te mayi santu. All the virtues, all the disciplines which are there in the Upanishad, all those virtues and disciplines be on my part, become imbibed, understood, assimilated by me. This is the literal meaning I'm giving it today. We will see elaborately tomorrow with the Shanti Pata more about Kena Upanishad tomorrow. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. We'll read once again. I'm happy that we could do without the Titliginam today, this Shanti Pata. Om Apyayantu Mamangani Vak Pranas Chakshusrotramatho Balamindriyani Cha Sarvani. Sarvam Brahma Upanishadam Maham Brahma Nirakuryam Mama Brahma Nirakarot Anirakaranam Astu Anirakaranam Me Astu Tadatmani Nirateya Upanishatsu Dharmaste Mayi Santu Te Mayi Santu Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Whenever you want something desperately, and we repeat our prayer. Te mayi santu, te mayi santu. Anirakaranamastu, anirakaranamastu. Repetition is always for emphasis. Emphasizing our request, our prayer. So just stop it. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.